Blog Talk Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Baptist Church, Genelation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Genelation means we have a start-to-finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations past, present, and future. I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons, junior trustees, and training them in the fear of the Lord and treating them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live, somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention just very briefly to the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah, the third chapter, and we're going to read just two verses, verses 1 and 2. Jonah 3, 1 and 2. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching I bid thee. That's enough. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. We all know the story of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet of Israel who lived around the time of Jeroboam. Jonah's name means dove. And you do know there's only four chapters in the book of Jonah, which confirms this is a drive-by this morning. And no doubt, my main goal this morning is not to do any damage or cause to the book of Jonah, to suffer any unnecessary emphasis upon that great big fish that swallowed him up one day. For you all know what happened, don't you? But I stopped by early this morning to deal with the character of Jonah and the way God dealt with him. So I want to use for a short subject and a drive-by just one more chance. Uh-huh. Look at somebody. I know it's early in the morning, but repeat after me. Just one more chance. Mm-hmm. Isn't it good? Isn't it good to know we serve a God that specializes in just one more chance? For we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and God's word. And those of us that recognize this ought to be glad. Can I get a witness in here? Glad God created day and night. But when you mess up in the daytime, there's a strong possibility you can correct it at night. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just one more chance. Suppose. Mm-hmm. Just suppose we had only received one chance in life. Every time we fell, there was no chance of getting up. Every time we messed up, it was a done deal. This is why forgiveness is such a welcome doctrine in the Christian religion. For anybody who is unable to rise high enough to give a brother and a sister another chance will never be strong in the heart of God. Somebody say amen right there. Mm-hmm. All of us ought to be glad that we are not judged on the basis of our first mistake or even our last one. Mm-hmm. Or on the basis of our first error in life. But just like Jonah, we let stuff get in the way. Mm-hmm. Somebody say stuff. Uh-huh. We may not want to acknowledge it, but stuff happens. But just like Jonah, the reason why you're not doing what the Lord has told you to do, or the reason why you're not in the church that God sent you to, you let stuff get in the way. Uh-huh. Somebody said stuff. Uh-huh. You all know the story. Jonah didn't like the Ninevites. Mm-hmm. First of all, Jonah felt they wasn't good. They wasn't good enough. Does it sound familiar? Secondly, he was a Jew and didn't want to be bothered. Thirdly, he felt they were second-class people, bums, if you will. And fourth, he felt surely, God made a big mistake when he asked him to go and work with a bunch of backward people. Somebody say mercy. Mm-hmm. Like Jonah, we do the same thing today. Mm-hmm. We hate one another for no reason at all. Or we look down on one another for no reason at all. Or we think we're better than another for no reason at all. I'm going to be finished in a minute. I did tell you this is a drive-by. Jonah was about to lose his blessing by trying to do the work of God his way. Trying to run to the ends of the earth in order to get away from God. Oh, you all know the story. The first call to Jonah was a failure. Somebody say failure. I know about failure. Mm-hmm. Jonah just simply failed God. But the Lord told me to tell somebody early this morning, don't be so hard on Jonah and don't be so hard on yourself. For you see, history records the failure of human mankind. In other words, we all make mistakes. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Uh-huh. Adam and Eve received one more chance. They fell when they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Am I right about it? Mm-hmm. Abraham received one more chance, and no doubt God would give him a son at his age, but he didn't believe it, and he received one more chance. Am I right about it? Mm-hmm. Moses was granted one more chance when he became angry for no cause and tried to stand where only God could. David was granted one more chance. He broke up a family one day, stole a man's wife, and brought corruption in the kingdom of God. Murder, if you will, please. I said, I thank God for being a God of one more chance. People who need one more chance are spiritually naked and need divine clothing. For you see, we don't have to run from God. For whatever weakness we have, God specializes. I know I'm right about it. Somebody say amen. That's what he's trying to show us with Jonah's testimony this morning. He messed up, and he had to take him the long way. This is a drive-by this morning, but every now and then, God has to take some of us the long way. He used the fish and other circumstances to get his attention, but he wants us to know that his mercy is greater than our failures. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. But when justice says destroy, mercy says just one more chance. You came by mercy. You can't work for mercy. You can't put mercy on a credit card. And you surely can't lay it away. Somebody say mercy. That's why men ought to always pray. Because mercy suits our case. God gave Jonah a second chance. And a second chance was just like the first chance. God didn't change his mind. God didn't change the call. God didn't water down the word to comfort Jonah's weakness. But my God today is still calling for holiness. I don't care what kind of new stuff your church is trying out and you got going on. But I stopped by early this morning to tell you that holiness is right. God is calling for righteousness, calling for obedience, calling for you and I to do things decently and in order. The second call was just like the first call. For you see, man wants a God they can handle, a God they can tell what to do and when to do it. But I stopped by to tell you the devil tried the same thing over 2,000 years ago. And when he did, Jesus said these words. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." The scribes and Pharisees tried it. Judas tried it, and you know what happened to him. And I stop by to tell you, you can run, but you can't hide. Now, you see, God told Jonah to get up and go to Nineveh the first time. And then God told Jonah to get up and go to Nineveh the second time. Stop by to tell somebody that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church. Repetition is a special class. But this time is different, for you see, Jonah learned something now. And Jesus says, "My kingdom is not run by human judgment." My gospel is for the whole wide world, for folks that you don't like, for folks that you do like, for folks who don't agree with you, for folks that look different than you. Somebody say glory. And no doubt God reminded Jonah, "Do you really want to go to Tarshish again? Do you want to see those fins again? Do you really want to smell like tuna again? Or do you want to really go and stay 3 days and three nights in a fish hotel that don't leave the light on?" Somebody say hallelujah. In my closing of this drive-by, I believe Jonah's testimony went a little like this. Like the prodigal son, Jonah said, "I learned my lesson. I've got one more chance to cry out loud and spare not. One more chance to give God glory because he's been good to me. Matter of fact, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. I've got one more chance to lift my hands and tell God thank you for the good times, thank you for the bad times, and thank you for the times I can't even explain, because in your word you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me." And I know you're concerned about me because you gave me just one more chance. Jonah's story isn't just about the fish that swallows him up one day, but it's all about the awesome power and love and mercy that God shows to you and I day by day by giving us just one more chance. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, then I introduce to some and I present to others his name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. All you got to do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And you just do that simply by saying, "God, forgive me for all of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and save my soul." Then you're going to have to do some work. There's so many churches around you. Find the one that's preaching and practicing the word of God. And then you go ahead and join a church and be still and learn what God has to teach unto you. One thing about church, you don't have to go if you don't want to. God gives you that choice. But one way or the other, you're going. Either you're going to walk in or they're going to roll you in. And I'd rather walk in. But when my time comes that they roll me in, somebody has said, "I remember her. She was in this church. Maybe not every Sunday, but when she was here, she gave God glory and thanked him for the many blessings he bestowed upon her." Come on now. Ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with a preacher. Until next Sunday morning at 7 a.m., may the God I serve bless you real good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Give honor to God who was first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in this early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start-to-finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations past, present, and future. I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons, junior trustees, and training them in the fear of the Lord and treating them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah, talk radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live, somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention just very briefly to the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah, the third chapter, and we're going to read just two verses, verses 1 and 2. Jonah 3, 1 and 2. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching I bid thee. That's enough. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. We all know the story of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet of Israel who lived around the time of Jeroboam. Jonah's name means dove. And you do know there's only four chapters in the book of Jonah, which confirms this is a drive-by this morning. And no doubt, my main goal this morning is not to do any damage or cause to the book of Jonah, to suffer any unnecessary emphasis upon that great big fish that swallowed him up one day. For you all know what happened, don't you? But I stopped by early this morning to deal with the character of Jonah and the way God dealt with him. So I want to use for a short subject and a drive-by just one more chance. Look at somebody. I know it's early in the morning, but repeat after me. Just one more chance. Isn't it good? Isn't it good to know we serve a God that specializes in just one more chance? For we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and God's word, and those of us that recognize this ought to be glad. Can I get a witness in here? Glad God created day and night, for when you mess up in the daytime, there's a strong possibility you can correct it at night. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just one more chance. suppose. Just suppose we had only received one chance in life. Every time we fell, there was no chance of getting up. Every time we messed up, it was a done deal. This is why forgiveness is such a welcome doctrine in the Christian religion. For anybody who is unable to rise high enough to give a brother and a sister another chance will never be strong in the heart of God. Somebody say amen right there. All of us ought to be glad that we are not judged on the basis of our first mistake or even our last one. Or on the basis of our first error in life. But just like Jonah, we let stuff get in the way. Somebody say stuff. We may not want to acknowledge it, but stuff happens. But just like Jonah, the reason why you're not doing what the Lord has told you to do, or the reason why you're not in the church that God sent you to, you let stuff get in the way. Somebody said stuff. You all know the story. Jonah didn't like the Ninevites. First of all, Jonah felt they wasn't good. They wasn't good enough. Does it sound familiar? Secondly, he was a Jew and didn't want to be bothered. Thirdly, he felt they were second-class people, bums, if you will. And fourth, he felt surely, God made a big mistake when he asked him to go and work with a bunch of backward people. Somebody say mercy. Like Jonah, we do the same thing today. We hate one another for no reason at all. Or we look down on one another for no reason at all. Or we think we're better than another for no reason at all. I'm going to be finished in a minute. I did tell you this is a drive-by Jonah. Jonah was about to lose his blessing by trying to do the work of God his way. Trying to run to the ends of the earth in order to get away from God. Oh, you all know the story. The first call to Jonah was a failure. Somebody say failure. I know about failure. Jonah just simply failed God. But the Lord told me to tell somebody early this morning, don't be so hard on Jonah and don't be so hard on yourself. For you see, history records the failure of human mankind. In other words, we all make mistakes. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Adam and Eve received one more chance. They fell when they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Am I right about it? Abraham received one more chance, and no doubt God would give him a son at his age, but he didn't believe it, and he received one more chance. Am I right about it? Moses was granted one more chance when he became angry for no cause and tried to stand where only God could. David was granted one more chance. He broke up a family one day, stole a man's wife, and brought corruption in the kingdom of God. Murder, if you will, please. I said, I thank God for being a God of one more chance. People who need one more chance are spiritually naked and need divine clothing. For you see, we don't have to run from God. For whatever weakness we have, God specializes. I know I'm right about it. Somebody say amen. That's what he's trying to show us with Jonah's testimony this morning. He messed up, and he has to take him the long way. This is a drive-by this morning, but every now and then, God has to take some of us the long way. He used the fish and other circumstances to get his attention, but he wants us to know that his mercy is greater than our failure. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. For when justice says destroy, mercy says just one more chance. You can't buy mercy. You can't work for mercy. You can't put mercy on a credit card. And you surely can't lay it away. Somebody say mercy. That's why men ought to always pray. Because mercy suits our case. God gave Jonah a second chance. And a second chance was just like the first chance. God didn't change his mind. God didn't change the call. God didn't water down the word to comfort Jonah's weakness. For my God today is still calling for holiness. Mm-hmm. I don't care what kind of new stuff your church is trying out and you got going on, but I stopped by early this morning to tell you that holiness is right. Mm-hmm. God is calling for righteousness, calling for obedience, calling for you and I to do things decently and in order. The second call, was just like the first call. For you see, man wants a God they can handle, a God they can tell what to do and when to do it. Mm-hmm. But I stopped by to tell you the devil tried the same thing over 2,000 years ago. And when he did, Jesus said these words. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Mm-hmm. The scribes and Pharisees tried it. Judas tried it. And you know what happened to him. And I stopped by to tell you, you can run, but you can't hide. Uh-huh. Now, you see, God told Jonah to get up and go to Nineveh the first time. And then God told Jonah to get up and go to Nineveh the second time. Stop by to tell somebody that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church. Repetition is a special class. Mm-hmm. But this time is different. For you see, Jonah learned something now. Uh-huh. And Jesus says, "My kingdom is not run by human judgment." My gospel is for the whole wide world, for folks that you don't like, for folks that you do like, for folks who don't agree with you, for folks that look different than you. Somebody say glory. And no doubt God reminded Jonah, "Do you really want to go to Tarshish again? Mm-hmm. Do you want to see those fins again? Do you really want to smell like tuna again? Or do you want to really go and stay 3 days and three nights in a fish hotel that don't leave the light on?" Somebody say hallelujah. In my closing of this drive-by, I believe Jonah's testimony went a little like this. Like the prodigal son, Jonah said, "I've learned my lesson. I've got one more chance to cry out loud and spare not. One more chance to give God glory because he's been good to me. Matter of fact, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. I've got one more chance to lift my hands and tell God, thank you for the good times, thank you for the bad times, and thank you for the times I can't even explain, because in your word you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me. And I know you're concerned about me because you gave me just one more chance." Jonah's story isn't just about the fish that swallows him up one day, but it's all about the awesome power and love and mercy that God shows to you and I day by day by giving us just one more chance. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, then I introduce to some and I present to others his name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. All you got to do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And you just do that simply by saying, "God, forgive me for all of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and save my soul." Then you're going to have to do some work. There's so many churches around you. Find the one that's preaching and practicing the word of God. And then you go ahead and join a church and be still and learn what God has to teach unto you. One thing about church, you don't have to go if you don't want to. God gives you that choice. But one way or the other, you're going. Either you're going to walk in or they're going to roll you in. And I'd rather walk in. But when my time comes that they roll me in, somebody said, "I remember her. She was in this church. Maybe not every Sunday, but when she was here, she gave God glory and thanked him for the many blessings he bestowed upon her." Come on now. Ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with a preacher. Until next Sunday morning at 7 a.m., may the God I serve bless you real good.
Blog Talk Radio.